Find out how to grow your veteran-owned business utilizing VetBiz Central and the Veteran Business Outreach Center. Coming up next on Veteran on the Move.
Welcome to Veteran on the Move. If you're a veteran in transition, an entrepreneur wannabe, or someone still stuck in that J-O-B trying to escape, this podcast is dedicated to your success. And now, your host, Joe Crane.
The top 7 paths to freedom is my free gift to you for listening to the show, featuring 7 great ways for a veteran to take their first step into the exciting world of entrepreneurship. To receive your free gift, go to veteranonthemove.com. Or if you're listening on a mobile device, you can text the word veteran to 38470. Army veteran Matt Sherwood is the executive director for VetBiz Central for the Michigan Veteran Business Outreach Center. Matt brings a high level of commitment to the organization and has focused his efforts on providing new and existing veteran business owners his business insights and experiences. Matt has a real passion for helping his fellow veterans understand the entrepreneurial ecosystem and how to access the resources that exist. Matt is a strong advocate for veteran business certification within his 3-state region of Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. Matt's experience in helping veterans understand the federal and state procurement contract capture process is a real value to veteran business clients that are ready to take that next step to grow their business. All right, Matt Sherwood from the Veteran Business Outreach Center. Welcome to Veteran on the Move. Thanks for being here today. Before we get to talking about business and entrepreneurship, take us back and tell us what you did when you were in the Army.
I was in the Army from 94 through 97, stationed at Fort Bragg, and I was 82 Delta, which is a topographical surveyor. So those men and women that you see on the side of the road, bent over, looking through tripods, doing triangulation. We did a lot of field landing strips, airports, runways, etc. And I worked attached with the Army Corps of Engineers.
Okay, great. Now, when you got out of the Army, what was your transition like, and what did you end up doing from there?
Well, my transition was rather unique. When I got out, I was essentially handed a book and told, "Good luck, soldier." I had a service-connected disability, so unfortunately, I had to leave the military due to my service-connected disability. I injured my back, and really from there, I went into the Voc Rehab Program under the VA and went back to school. I got my degree in business. I was always passionate about business. Growing up, I was always that kid mowing yards, selling ice cream, newspapers, anything to make a quick buck. So I always had that entrepreneurial kind of drive in me. And when I left the military, I had to have some serious transition in my life because I was hoping and planning to take advantage of the military training I had and be an engineer in the private market. So got kind of a monkey wrench thrown at me in life and went back to school, got my education. After I got my degree in business, I worked in the private sector managing some small retail operations, had my own small business for a while. Also worked in municipal government. And then back in 2009, I was at my local watering hole talking to a colleague of mine, and he indicated that he just got a 1-year grant for a veteran business outreach center. And his organization was called VetBiz Central. And Ed Ronders is the founder of VetBiz Central. And during that time, Ed expressed interest in reaching out to me to see if I'd be interested in coming on board as an assistant director and provide direct business counseling services to men and women that are interested in starting, growing, or expanding a business. And at that time, we had a 6-state region, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Currently, we only have 3 states that we're responsible for, which is a lot easier from a logistics standpoint and budget standpoint to make things happen. So our current coverage area is Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. We're based here in Flint, Michigan, and housed in the Goodwill building. So Goodwill is our host organization, and they provide us office space, computer, everything to make our operation run smoothly. So we're very lucky to have that relationship with Goodwill Industries of Mid-Michigan here.
So, Matt, can you explain the relationship with the Small Business Administration, the Veteran Business Outreach Center, and VetBiz Central?
Sure. So the program currently has 20 locations like mine, and we are commonly referred to as a VBOC, Veteran Business Outreach Center. Our name is VetBiz Central. That's the name of our 501c3, our nonprofit. And the SBA got into this organization. Again, they were looking, SBA was looking to engage more veterans in entrepreneurship. So back in 2009, they offered a one-year competitive grant, and three centers were accepted into that program. Ours, Boston, and St. Louis were the original three locations that received the one-year grant. After that one-year grant was completed, we were offered a five-year grant, which we applied for, recompeted, and won. So we've had a five-year, or essentially a one-year, a five-year, and we're currently on the last year of a three-year grant cycle right now. So come November this year, all 20 of the VBOCs will be recompeting for this VBOC grant award.
Okay, so all of the VBOCs are sponsored, funded by the SBA. And each VBOC is allowed to have its own name, and that's where the name VetBiz Central comes from?
Correct.
Okay, great. So what is it you guys are primarily focusing on? Obviously, getting veterans into business and entrepreneurship and starting their own business. Why is the SBA so interested in having sub-organizations out there in the communities doing what you guys do?
Well, I think from an education standpoint, for many people don't know that there's essentially 2.5 million veteran-owned businesses out there right now. And with that being said, a lot of these smaller businesses really need some technical advising and counseling on how to build, grow their businesses, whether it's through state contracting opportunities or federal market contracting opportunities. So currently the federal market has a 3% goal of all small business contracts going to service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses. Here in Michigan, where our office is located, the state of Michigan has a 5% goal at the state procurement level for service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses. And another thing that we've seen over the last few years is a growing demand by corporate America to engage veteran businesses into their supply chains, and that's really exciting to see. So roughly 20 million veterans out there, 2.5 million veteran businesses out there. So I think corporate America now understands and sees the impact of how large the veteran business community is. And let's face it, it's good corporate stewardship for these, Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies to include veteran businesses into their supply chains. We buy a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, a friend of mine here in Kansas City, an Air Force veteran, owns a business. He was the first guy to point out to me the concept of large corporations including veteran-owned businesses into their supply chains. And the whole concept of it, I know it's grown a lot here in recent years, but the whole concept of that had completely escaped me. I was not aware that actually existed, because when most people talk about you need to get veteran certified, your business veteran certified, so you can compete for government contracts and that kind of thing. And a lot of veterans, the businesses they go into, they're like, well, I'm not going to cater to government organizations and compete for contracts, do contract work for the government, even though a lot of them are quite lucrative. They might be doing something separate or different that just in their mind may not fit into that mold. But this other little twist, not necessarily little, this other twist is you have large actual corporations that do have government contracts, and all they want to do is buy such stuff, either products or services, from veteran-owned businesses, not only to satisfy some of those holdbacks that are required by law, but also many instances just a matter of goodwill, and even more importantly, it's good business for some of these companies to do that. They get good reliable service from veteran-owned companies, and they build those relationships. So talk a little bit about the importance or the size of the market that's out there for veteran-owned businesses to potentially get included into the supply chain of these larger companies.
Sure. From a revenue perspective, the market in corporate America is $80 billion worth of procurement opportunities for veteran and service-disabled veteran-owned businesses. That's a pretty significant amount of opportunity to go after. On the federal market, you're looking at about a $23 billion opportunity with some of the set-asides that are in place at the federal level for service-disabled veteran businesses. Obviously, being based here in Michigan, the big three, GM, Ford, Chrysler, they all have initiatives. In fact, Ford is leading the way, and Ford and GM both have actual internal goals of providing contracting opportunities to veteran and service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses. So in 2016, Ford had an annual spend of over $1.1 billion with a B, dollars, with service-disabled and veteran-owned small businesses. And that's something really that is continuing to shine and grow and prosper here in the Midwest, and not only the Midwest, but across the entire country. We work with those veterans to help them understand the value of having a certified veteran or service-disabled veteran-owned small business. And essentially, there's two certifications. There's one geared at the federal marketplace under CVE, Center for Veterans Evaluations. And that's done under the VA's umbrella. And again, it's really geared at the federal market contracting, in particular with the VA. And recently, over the last 3 years, the National Veteran Business Development Council has come along, and their focus is on corporate America and the Fortune 500 companies. What these corporations have strived for is doing business with certified veteran and service-disabled veteran-owned businesses. And with that being said, the National Veteran Business Development Council provides that third-party certification. And these companies are vetted. There's an actual site visit. So it's not just fill out some papers, submit a DD-214, and you get certified. There's a lot more to it. Again, corporations want to validate and vet and make sure that when they're checking that box for that supplier diversity spend, that these companies that get these contract awards are actually 51% owned, controlled, and operated by a veteran or a service-disabled vet.
Yeah, and yeah, there has been a lot of fraud and rent-a-vet kind of stuff going on out there. So it's good that they are, that it is a vetted process and they are paying close attention to it, because there are a lot of people that try to take advantage of that. I wanted to go back and make sure I got something straight here. You said that the actual government contract total value of contracts let is around $23 billion, and that's versus the amount of potential in the corporate sector, meaning a veteran-owned business can actually get into the supply chain of corporations. That portion actually results in more like $80 billion?
Correct, $80 billion with a B. You know, so it's a pretty significant opportunity for these veteran and service-disabled veteran businesses to engage in these contracting opportunities. You know, what it provides, what certification really provides is access and opportunity. I mean, you still have to have a value add for these corporations. They want to know, not only can you help them save money, but how are you going to help them save money? Everything's bottom line driven, obviously, in corporate America. So they really are looking to do business with qualified veteran and service-disabled veteran-owned companies that provide a value add to their bottom line. So one of the things we talk about, you know, vet-to-vet counseling is, hey, just because you're a vet or a service-disabled vet with a certification, it doesn't guarantee you anything. All it does is kind of get you in the swimming pool to have the opportunities. You still have to do your research on these companies, i.e. your clients, know when what they're buying, when they're buying, how they're buying, what their forecast needs are, what their financial requirements are. And that's some of the things that we do here actively at our center is help those establish stage two, stage three, and then even some of the early stage businesses understand the process of how to get engaged with corporate America and their supply chains. And another recent uptick in interest that we've seen here in the Midwest is doing business with higher education. Michigan State University, for example, works with us to help veterans understand how they can get engaged through their supply chain. So it's not just corporate America. It's certainly higher education, municipal governments, varying from state to state, location to location. A lot of them now are inclusive of those veteran businesses and service-disabled vets into their supply chains as well. So it's really important that they do their homework on who their customers are, where they are, when they're buying, how they're buying, and if they value certified veteran businesses in their supply chains.
All right, Matt, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Have you joined the Veteran on the Move Facebook group? I personally invite every guest that I have on the podcast to join the group. So the Veteran on the Move Facebook group is a great way to connect with previous podcast guests. Our Facebook group will keep you in touch with other veterans that are transitioning to entrepreneurship, and you will also get great updates and free guides on the people, programs, and resources that will help you in your transition to entrepreneurship. All right, we're back talking with Matt Sherwood from the Veteran Business Outreach Center. So, Matt, let's get into some specifics. What exactly, if there's a veteran or somebody that's still in the military that's looking to get into entrepreneurship, start their own business, what exactly are they going to get by coming to the Veteran Business Outreach Center?
Well, first of all, I'll say all our services are free. And with that being said, what we focus on is counseling, education, networking opportunities, and advocacy. Counseling is a large component of what we do. I would say 70% of our clients are pre-venture startup, whether they're a veteran that's recently been ETS'd out of the service, or a veteran that's currently in the service, or maybe a veteran that's been out of the service for 10, 15 years and wants to start a business. We would typically be the starting point for those. And again, we ask them to sign up on our website, vetbizcentral.org. They request counseling. We schedule a counseling session with them with a counselor, either my assistant director, Mike Goldwitzer, or my lead business counselor, Abron Andrews. And from there, we kind of do a deep dive with that client into what their idea is, where they are now with it, what their financing situation is. I call it peeling back the layer of the onion, if you will. And again, that's typically done during that feasibility analysis counseling session that we have when we first touch base with these clients. Now, if it's a veteran business that's been in business for, you know, a couple, two, 3 years, I work exclusively with those types of clients where we talk about, you know, leveraging your status as a veteran or a service disabled veteran in the federal marketplace or corporate America. I'm surprised to see how many veteran businesses out there have no idea of some of the entitlements and benefits they have simply by being a veteran or service disabled veteran owned business. So I work with them to educate them what corporate America is looking for, what the federal government's looking for, and really just try to, you know, amp up their business by getting them to think outside the box a little bit and start working with some of these companies that they thought they might have been too small to touch base with.
That's amazing. Do you have any numbers now? You're covering Indiana, Michigan, and what's the other state?
Ohio.
Yeah,
we have about 1.8 million in our three states.
Wow. Okay.
Of veteran businesses. Yeah.
And
so it's a pretty significant, you know, market.
Yeah. Is every state covered by a VBOC?
It is.
Okay.
You know, like I said, we have 20 national centers out there across the country. Typically, wherever that center is located in their home state, they will also have an additional few states of coverage similar to myself. So again, you know, I'm based here in Flint, Michigan. I cover Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. You know, they have them in California. You know, again, it's a national program. And all our missions are essentially the same: help veteran businesses start, grow, and expand.
And now you're also working on another program where you're matching veterans to certain corporations.
Yeah, we do an annual veteran business matchmaker. We do a couple of events. In fact, we just had one July 20th at the Federal Reserve in Detroit. So the Federal Reserve doesn't have to operate under the FAR, the Federal Acquisitions Regulations. So they can look to do business with whomever they feel fit to do that with. And again, that event drew in about 150 veteran businesses. They had corporations there like GM, Ford, Kellogg's, Magna, Fiat Chrysler, PPG, just to name a few. So again, we promote those networking activities and conferences. Our premier event's going to be November 8th this year in Detroit at the Marriott, where we're going to have about 60 one-on-one matchmaking tables for veteran businesses to engage with. There'll be some federal agencies there, certainly a couple of the state representatives there. But again, many of the corporates that sponsor the National Veteran Business Development Council will be there looking to meet and engage with veteran and service-disabled veteran businesses.
Yeah,
some of
incredible.
Those businesses, you know, would include like 3M, CBRE, Apple, Google, Microsoft, MetLife, Harley-Davidson, AT&T, BMW, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, USAAA, General Motors. I mean, it's growing more and more by the week with the corporations that are looking to do more business with the veteran business community.
So if you're a certified veteran-owned business, you definitely want to be at those, and you're looking to do more business with either the government or through the corporate supply chain with the government, that's where you need to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is going to be your premier opportunity to have your elevator pitch polished and ready to go, to have a strong capability statement prepared and a strong value add to why those businesses are there that you can help save money with their bottom line on your products, services, or commodities.
Wow, that's great. Okay, so I want to ask a couple of details with you. There's veteran-owned, there's probably how many different categories of certification, different certifications that can be had. There's, you know, minority-owned, there's women-owned, there's veteran, there's service-disabled veteran.
Well, essentially, the veteran business certification is inclusive of veteran and service-disabled veteran businesses. Then you have certainly the WeBank Women Business Enterprise Network National Council, and then the National Minority Supplier Development Council. You also have a national gay, lesbian, transgender certification that can be obtained. But those are primarily the four focus groups within supplier diversity.
And is veteran, did you say veteran owned is the same more or less as service connected disabled veteran owned?
Correct. That's correct. They both fall under the same umbrella. The difference with the service disabled classification is on the federal level, there are set-asides for service-disabled veterans. In the state of Michigan, it's a program set up for service-disabled veteran businesses. That 5% goal to reach out to service-disabled vets to get them engaged in state supply chains.
And are there different levels of service-disabled certifications, such versus, you know, like 100% disabled or 50 or 10? How does that work?
There are no classifications. You're either one or two silos. You're either a veteran-owned small business or a service-disabled veteran-owned small business. And you can have a disability rating as little as, you know, 10% and be qualified as a service-disabled veteran small business.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. Is the minimum 10% or can that vary?
Typically 10% is the minimum threshold.
Okay. And it doesn't matter what the cause of the disability is. If you've got a disability rating from the VA, then that's mainly what you need as far as the disability rating is concerned.
Correct. Yep. Okay. And all that is validated through the vetting process, through third-party certification. The veteran or service-disabled veteran business completes an SF-180 form and sends that in. Once that form is signed, it's sent to DC. And then DC basically sends a DD-214 and disability rating letter, if one was adjudicated, to the certification body at National Veteran Business Development Council. So in this day and age of, you know, Photoshop and manipulation, it's another safety net in place that corporate America likes, that, hey, they're not just uploading their own DD-214. It's an actual form they have to sign off on. It goes to DC, and then DC actually submits the original DD-214 and the disability rating letter. So again, as you mentioned earlier, there is some problems with fraud and the Renovet schemes going on. What corporate America likes about this third party certification is that is eliminated.
Okay, that's awesome. When you say third party, you mean the agency in D.C., that's the third party?
No, the third party would be the National Veteran Business Development Council, who actually performs the certification.
Okay.
So very similar to like the Women Business Certification Program, the Minority uh-huh. Business Certification Program. Those are all third party certifications.
And they all fall under the umbrella of the SBA?
Correct.
I mean, if you can tell, I'm somewhat ignorant on the process. So it's,
hey, no problem.
I'm really
That's
trying to get the details out. Yeah. So are there other third parties that are authorized to certify, or is it only the VBOC?
Well, the VBOC has nothing to do with certification. We advocate for certification. So we don't perform any types of certifications out of a VBOC. We talk about it and advocate for that through counseling sessions.
Okay, so who is it that's the third party certification again?
For veterans, you know, the leader right now, the industry leader is the National Veteran Business Development Council. And information can be found on their website at nvbdc.org.
Is that with, that's with Keith King, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So 7 episodes ago, episode 178, I interviewed him about that whole process. So, because
it's really come full circle now. I mean, this really launched about, you know, NVBDC has only been around about 3 years now, but over the last 2 years, they've really grown from a sponsorship standpoint. More and more corporations are recognizing them as the official certifying body that they use. And in fact, just announced today, an organization called the Billion Dollar Roundtable. So these are the 28 corporations in America that spend annually at least $1 billion with diverse suppliers. That organization has just recognized NVBDC as their certifying agency. So again, if you haven't thought about going after corporate America and those contracting opportunities as a vet or a service-disabled veteran business, I encourage you to look at some of those opportunities.
Okay, so I'm a little confused here. So Keith King with NVBDC, he's a separate organization. He's not a government organization, correct?
Correct.
So how is he certified or, you know, allowed by law per se to do the certifying of what for the most part is a government certification?
Well, it's not really a government certification. So there is a government certification, and then there's third-party certification. So the two agencies that mentored Keith King and that group were the Women Business Enterprise, as well as the National Minority Supplier Development Council. They sat down with Keith and went through best practices, did case studies, did some beta testing. Ford, Kellogg's, General Motors was at the table during this beta test process. And we're engaged from the very beginning. You know, corporate America was engaged in how this was going to roll out, what needed to be involved with the certification. And, you know, to Keith's credit, he took that mentorship and went 100% with it. And again, NVBDC would not be where they are without the mentorship and guidance of the two other leading third-party certifiers, that being the Women Business Certification as well as the National Minority Business Development Council certification.
Okay, so if I want to do business, if I'm going around saying I'm a certified veteran-owned business and I've got third-party certification, is there going to be some company that says, no, I don't care about that third-party certification. I want the government certification?
Typically, no, because the government certification, fraud has been running rampant in that. And with that certification at the federal marketplace, it's free. It's good for 3 years. And corporate America has really shied away from that because they don't, there's not a mandatory site visit included with that certification. And again, you know, corporate America is always looking at liability. So they want to ensure that if they're doing business with a veteran-owned or service-disabled veteran-owned business, that they are 51% owned and controlled by that veteran or service disabled veteran. And that's certainly established through a site visit.
Because ultimately it's the government that, I mean, to me, this seems like, well, I want to go get a driver's license. Do I want to get a driver's license from the government or do I want to go third party? Which obviously you can't do that. But in this case, it seems like the same thing. So I'm really confused at how you can have a non-governmental agency certifying veteran-owned businesses, and actually companies are shying away from the government certification at the federal level.
Well, we bank the women business is the same analogy that you're using. They're a non-government certifying body. So is the National Minority Supplier Development Council. So, you know, using that analogy, I mean, none of them are federal agencies that are doing certification.
So when it comes to, you know, a lot of money being doled out to certain government contracts, doesn't the doesn't the government expect the government certification? Or is the government
Correct.
Allowing the non the third party certification?
Well, from a government perspective, if you are a veteran or service disabled veteran owned small business, you can self-certify your business as veteran or service disabled veteran owned. You can self-certify that on SAM, which is Systems Awards Management. So anyone doing business with the federal government must register on SAM. And with that being said, you can self-certify on there. Technically, the federal certification, the CVEs, is really only designed and geared at the VA. None of the other federal agencies by law have to accept that federal certification. And with that being said, you know, again, there's been a lot of construction contract frauds being brought to light through that CVE certification. GEO is caught a few construction companies setting up the Renovet programs. And that's really what corporate America is shying away from. So in my world, I work in two silos, veteran, you know, the government side and then the non-government side with corporate America from a certification standpoint. It doesn't hurt you to have both. But again, it really depends on who your customers are. You know, are you, as a business owner, are you more geared at selling to the federal market or corporate America or both? If you are selling to both, then you probably would benefit you to have both of them.
But as far as corporate America is concerned, in a veteran-owned business plugging themselves into the corporate supply chain, most of the public companies in the private sector are actually looking for the third-party certification?
Correct. Yeah, they're shying away from the VA certification program just based on basically fraud that's happening within that. You know, again, corporations are very cognizant of liability, and the last thing they want to do is award a multi-million dollar contract to a company that claimed to be veteran that actually isn't. And as a veteran, you know, myself, that's stolen valor. And unfortunately, the world that we live in, it does happen. One of the things we do is try to educate those constituents within our population to educate them on the two different types of certification programs. You know, we've got about 2,000, a little over 2,000 clients in our database now, growing more and more every day. We get probably 2 to 3 signups every day. So we're really starting to see the snowball effect of certification and the value of it. Is it right for me? Okay, if it is right for me, I've got it. How do I market it? So those are some of the things that we go into, with our clients.
Okay, well, Matt, unfortunately, we're getting close to the end of our time here. If somebody wants to get involved in VetBiz Central or one of the veteran, the VBOCs in their area, how do we look you up? How do we find the VBOC in our area?
SBA.gov/veterans, and that'll tie you into all of veteran business outreach centers with locations, contact information, email address. For our organization, if you're a veteran in Michigan, Ohio, or Indiana, it's vetbizcentral.org. Just click on the red box, input your name, branch of service, phone number. Once we see you in the system, we contact you and schedule counseling with you and go from there.
All right, Matt. Well, that's great information. I definitely learned some things I was not aware of. I mean, I'm fairly aware of the whole what the certification means and the value of it and all that, but I have not actually gone through the certification process for my own veteran-owned business, just because I'm one of those folks that what I'm doing I probably wrongly assumed was not in the arena of government contracts and maybe not even in the arena of, you know, corporate supply chain. But after talking with you and Keith, I'm definitely going to take a look at this and revisit it and look into the possibility of actually going through the certification process.
Yeah, that's good to hear. You know, and again, Joe, you know, you got to do your research and know who your customers are, if they want that certification, if they value it. You know, so always starting, you know, through the supplier diversity portal of who your client is. And, you know, again, doing that front end research. The last thing I want to do, you know, is tell a veteran, hey, go get this certification and it's going to give you guaranteed contract opportunities. That is not the case. And I'm very candid and frank during counseling sessions about that with clients. So it's important to do your research and know who your clients and customers are and if they value that certification and want that certification from a supply chain need.
All right, Matt, great information. Thanks for providing all of that that great gouge for us. And I encourage any of the listeners to look up the VBOC via the SBA website. Wow, it's lots of acronyms going on here. And yeah, check them out and take a good look at it, and you know, get in touch with Matt or whoever's in your area and get started on that process if it applies to you.
Thanks for the opportunity, Joe. Appreciate it.
You bet. All right, these two veterans are Oscar Mike. As you can tell from listening to the Veteran on the Move podcast, interviews are a great way to tell your story and spread the word about your business. If you would like to get booked as a podcast guest, I recommend Interview Valet. You can check out Interview Valet at veteranonthemove.com/valet. Be sure to check out thrive15.com, the world's premier online education platform that helps entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs learn how to start or grow a successful business. Start your free 30-day membership by going to thrive15.com and use the promo code VETERAN. Thank you for listening to Veteran on the Move, your pathfinder to freedom. If you like the show, leave us a review on iTunes. Reviews are always greatly appreciated. So until next time, this veteran is Oscar Mike.